This Friday, the Baton Rouge Symphony Orchestra will take on Louisiana's gospel music history for the very first time. The Louisiana gospel tradition will feature performances by area groups such as the Florida Boulevard Baptist Church Choir, Shiloh Baptist Church Choir, and the Baton Rouge Symphony Chorus. Orchestra music director Tim Muffet says it's been a rewarding, though often challenging, experience to bring together so many musical components for one long overdue performance. Muffet walked me through a little bit of what the audience can expect.
As you mentioned, you'll be combining a lot of different styles of music that fall under this broad category of gospel. As a person who doesn't listen to a lot of gospel, I never really have, when I think of gospel, I think of Sister Act. So what kinds of gospel music are there, and what makes them different? How are they classified?
Yeah, that's wow. What you'll hear on this program is something of an evolution. We've planned the program out to begin with some of the roots of gospel music. So we have Heritage, which is a local choir, and they sing spirituals. And certainly spirituals are at the foundation of what is today known as gospel music. We also are going to have a representation of something called shape note singing. And anyone who's ever heard shape note singing will never forget it. It's a remarkably powerful form of music making. But it is also an early form of singing spiritual music. Then we'll work our way through the timeline. We go down to the river to pray, which everyone knows from "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?"
Oh fathers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh fathers, let's go down, down in the river to pray.
We've got that one in there as kind of showing the early line of development. We've also got a representation of some Southern gospel music, which is a gospel quartet, four men singing. Then we'll move into some more kind of traditional, what you might call traditional gospel music. Then after intermission, we'll get into the contemporary and the praise gospel.
What is it about Louisiana that all of these genres of gospel are at our fingertips here for you to put together an event like this?
Well, there you go. That's the beauty of this, is that Louisiana is the most cosmopolitan state in the nation in terms of the remarkable cultural fabric that is our state. And so when it's time to do a program like this, we can find extraordinary music making in every different subgenre of what we call gospel music. And we have great classical music in Louisiana as well. And so when it's time to put this all together, we can make it happen.
Where is gospel music heading now?
Well, you know, I think there are many paths, and because all of these different styles are still vibrant today, it's not as if they've all congealed into one thread. And what I have observed from my vantage point is that the gospel music is melding with contemporary popular music styles more and more. And I think in each of the subgenres, we're seeing a mix of influences there, and you know, vice versa too. So there's kind of a cross pollination between these two styles of music, and that's been going on for decades. And I think we'll continue to see that. But it seems like the trends that I hear in gospel music are staying very much current with trends that we hear in popular music and jazz, too, to some degree.
All right. Timothy Muffet, music director of the Baton Rouge Symphony Orchestra, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thanks for having me.
The Louisiana Gospel Tradition is this Friday, October 11th at 7:30 p.m. at the Baton Rouge River Center Theater. You can learn more about the artists heard in this conversation at WRKF.org.